A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was going through the town when a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was one of the senior tax collectors and a wealthy man. He was anxious to see what kind of man Jesus was, but he was too short and could not see him for the crowd, so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus, who was to pass that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and spoke to him. "Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry, because I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed Jesus joyfully. The people complained when they saw what was happening. "He has gone to stay at a sinner's house." But Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to Jesus, "Look, sir, I am going to give half my property to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody, I will pay them back four times the amount." Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man has come to seek out and to save what was lost." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you find yourself curious to see Jesus? I do, many times. A number of years ago, when I was on a parable retreat team giving a retreat to a group of parishioners, I had the privilege of companioning a policeman by the name of John. I think it must have been this time of year, as I vividly recall the Gospel of Zacchaeus being read. Now, John was very curious to know what it must have been like for Zacchaeus to want so much to see Jesus, and yet, at the same time, to remain at a safe distance. So that night, when all were supposedly asleep, John decided, under cover of darkness, to climb the huge gecko tree in the grounds of the retreat center. His intention was to sit there and to try and imagine the longing in the heart of Zacchaeus and to see if it matched John's own longing. However, another retreatant, not sleeping, saw a man up the tree and, suspecting that he might be an escaped prisoner, the prison was nearby, phoned the police. Imagine John's surprise and embarrassment when his local peers from the police force arrived on the scene. How could he explain himself? Now, the next day, as John shared the experience with me, I was very touched by the simplicity of this giant man and his deep longing for Jesus to call him personally down from the tree and to visit him and his wife Trish in their home. As I was contemplating this text earlier with a group of friends, I was moved by the way one woman named her difficulty of seeing Jesus in her life. She could identify with Zacchaeus, except that the crowds that got in her way were not like the crowds Zacchaeus encountered. Her crowd were the messages, the schemes, the plans, the demands, the thoughts in her mind. The possession she craved was which she said constantly distracted her from seeing Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly can relate to these kind of crowds and my own desire to climb into a tree and get away from it all. For me, the gift of this story, though, is not so much Zacchaeus and his curiosity, rather Jesus and his longing for us. What does Jesus say? "Zacchaeus, hurry! Come down, because I must stay at your house today." In other words, no matter what our past has been, once we recognize our longing for God, the gift of God's love in Jesus is freely there. This was possibly the last expectation or plan in the mind of Zacchaeus. Yet Jesus turns our world upside down. Just when we think we have life under control and we're up in our tree watching from a safe distance, things change. The God of surprises visits us in Jesus and comes into our hearts, or is already in our hearts, and we are aware. God's love in Jesus transforms us. Notice what happens to Zacchaeus when he realizes Jesus really wants to be with him. He sees life differently. The false security of all he possessed was no longer important. He could give it willingly to the poor and make up 4 times for what he had stolen. The call of Jesus is simple, provided we can let go the control and come down from our tree in trust. Come down from your mind where you watch life as a participant, an observer, and enter into your heart where Jesus longs to share the gift of life and love. That is the place of true joy. Life is never the same once we have encountered Jesus. My friend John knew this. He identified with Zacchaeus and heard the call, "Come down, because this day I desire to stay at your house." Thank you.